Simen Kuf Samach Hey Halacha Yud Aleph. Hamalamet Zarech Leishu Lamas Atinagos Kol Hayam Ksas Min Alayla. A teacher must sit and teach the children all day and a bit of the night. Kedei Lachan Chan Lilma Bayam Alayla, in order to train them to learn by day and night. Leivadla Atinagos Beklal, and the children should not be interrupted from their learning Torah at all. Chutz Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif Besef Hayam, except on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif at the end of the day. And we do not interrupt the children from learning, even for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Yud Beis. Regarding a teacher of children who leaves the children in the midst of their studies and departs, or engages in other work with them, or is lax in his teaching, is included in the curse. Is cursed is the one who does the work of Hashem deceitfully. Therefore, again, we should only appoint a teacher, someone who is a Yerushalmayim, who is diligent to teach a considerable amount and to pay close attention to whether students are learning properly. Teacher may not remain awake too late at night. Also, so he'll be tired the next day to teach. Similarly, a teacher may not fast, voluntary fast, or restrain from drinking and eating, or to eat excessively, because all these things cause him to be unable to teach well. And any teacher who deviates from these has a lower hand in any discipline decisions taken against him and may be dismissed from being a Rebbe. Halacha Yud Gimel. Yako Eisam Makas Oyem Musrach Zari. A teacher must not strike his students the blow of an enemy as a Musrach Zari, which is a cruel Musr. Loi B'shoitim Loi B'makel, neither with whips or with a rod. El B'ritzur Ketan, rather, if needed, only with a small strap as to not injure the children.